Report: Colorado gay nightclub shooting suspect identifies as non-binary, uses they/them pronouns. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 22, 2022. Anderson Lee Aldrich, the suspect who allegedly shot and killed 5 people and wounded at least 18 others over the weekend at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado, identifies as non-binary and uses they/them pronouns, according to a court filing on Tuesday night. Aldrich, 22, is facing multiple murder and hate crime charges stemming from last weekend's shooting. However, Aldrich's public defender revealed that Aldrich is non-binary and uses they/them pronouns, the New York Times reported. In addition to the pronouns, Aldrich is referred to as MX. Aldrich in the court filings. Anderson Aldrich is non-binary, a footnote in the filing states. They use they/them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as MX. Aldrich. The news about Aldrich's gender identity came after Democrats and members of the corporate press politicized the shooting and blamed Republicans for the tragedy. For example, NBC's Ben Collins claimed that Republican politicians and the internet's far-right machine targeted LGBTQ+ individuals in the months leading up to the nightclub shooting. "But I think we have to have a come-to-Jesus moment here as reporters," Collins told MSNBC. "Are we more afraid of being on Breitbart for saying that trans people deserve to be alive, or are we more afraid of the dead people? Because I'm more afraid of the dead people." Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. DNY, blasted Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert as a bigot who motivated the shooter shortly after Boebert issued a statement condemning the violence in her home state. "Doubt it, Lauren Boebert, you have played a major role in elevating anti-LGBT+ hate rhetoric and anti-trans lies while spending your time in Congress blocking even the most common-sense gun safety laws," Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. "You don't get to thoughts and prayers your way out of this. Look inward and change. Dehumanizing rhetoric leads to dehumanizing actions, which quickly translates to violence, shootings, assaults, and worse," Cortez added in an Instagram post about Boebert. Aldrich is set to make a virtual court appearance from jail on Wednesday, the Denver Post reported. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.